Good afternoon, Gerard. Congratulations on the win last night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, was that as physical a game as the Patriots have been in all year?
It was a physical game. We always go into the game knowing the Jets want to play us tough and knowing they want to run the ball and get things going that way. So it was a good game.
How about yourself? You led the team in tackles last night, also had a sack with eight. And you and Spikes were just – I mean, it seemed like every play you guys were all over the field between you two and Vince and Gregory. What a night for the defensive unit.
Yeah, you know, it was good to put a game together. You know, even though we still have a lot of room for improvement, a lot of things. You know, we haven't went over the film yet. Today is actually Thanksgiving for all the guys who played last night. So I'm not with the film now, but I'm sure when I watch the film, there'll be a lot of things to improve on. But it's a step in the right direction.
Gerard, how's it going? This is Matt Chatham.
How you doing?
Not bad. Just quick question. I mean, I did catch the TV copy this morning. God knows you can't see a whole lot from that. But it seemed like you guys put a decent amount of effort into sort of taking away some of the receivers at the line of scrimmage. I saw Dustin Keller getting beat up pretty good at the line. It looked like sort of being a little more physical in the front half of the pass game. Am I accurate to say that?
Yeah, you always have to try. You know, we always focus on, you know, key guys on the opposing offense, as you know. And he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys that are dangerous. You know, they're more dangerous down the field than they are at the line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
So we did put an emphasis on, getting hits on him, getting hits on those wide receivers on the outside and trying to slow him down.
How about the play, the play everybody's talking about? I'm calling it the cheek-to-cheek play with Sanchez and Moore. Sanchez's cheek on his face as opposed to the butt cheek from Moore. I mean, have you ever seen a play like that?
Never in my life have I seen a play like that. But, hey, we'll take it. We'll take the turnover, and we'll take the victory.
Certainly, whether it's coincident or not, since Tlaib has been in the last couple of weeks, but it seemed that, and we saw this last year as well, right around this time, that you can see a shift in the Patriots' defense. They are starting to get it, you guys, I mean, as a unit, and starting to get better and better. Certainly that was the case last year. And I'm not talking about net yards because I don't care about net yardage, never have. I care about, you know, points allowed and being more physical. And you guys seem to really be clicking at the right time.
Yeah, you know, we always say you want to play your best football in November. I know a lot of people say it, but we really pride ourselves on that. And, you know, it's two games, but at the same time, it's a step in the right direction. And I think the continuity of just having the same group of guys out there is paying off for us, and hopefully it continues to go this way.
I, like a lot of people, I'm very impressed with the way you guys have been able to take the ball off people's. We always try to preach that there's a huge difference between just giveaways and takeaways. And the way that you guys have been able to get the ball off people week in, week out, whether it's just blowing a guy up and letting him put the ball on the ground or getting the interceptions or just punching it out. Can you talk a little bit about that ball awareness? My recollection is that, you know, Pepper Johnson plays a big part in that. The ball disruption is always something they preach a lot. You guys have been, you know, really top of the league at that this year, and looks like it's a big thing.
Exactly, like you said, you know, Coach Pepper Johnson always talks about, you know, knocking the ball off guys. And we practice this every day. We practice it every day against a great offense, you know, with our guys, and always trying to punch the ball out. It is something that you have to concentrate on all the time. You always have to think about it. Every time you go back to the huddle, think about getting the ball. And we feel like any time we can get the ball off the offense, and that's another chance for our offense to go out there and make a play. So we're always trying to steal possession.
Did the Jets do anything yesterday that you weren't prepared for? It's such a bizarre, you know, for obviously the first and second quarter couldn't have been more different, and you just don't see that. It looked like it was going to be a real tight, close-knit game, and then all of a sudden, boom. I can't ever remember the same team scoring three touchdowns in 52 seconds. I don't know about you guys, but I don't remember ever seeing 52 seconds, three touchdowns by the same team. That was unbelievable.
I'm telling you, it was crazy, you know, to be a part of that. Just to, you know, see this, like you said, the score was 7-0 in the second quarter. You know, we knew we were in a dogfight, and all of a sudden to get those turnovers and to get those touchdowns that fast, you know, defense, come back on the field. I'm like, man, how many steps would we get this at? But, you know, it was good to get it and good to get those touchdowns.
Best thing about a Thanksgiving game is that you now have a long week. You got 10 days to prepare for the next one. You give you a chance now to get off your feet a little bit, or what's the plan?
Yeah, you know Coach Belichick better than I do. You know, we'll be out there working. So
exactly.
That's the plan, and like we said earlier in the interview, it's all about just getting the Patriots better.
All right, Gerard. Well, we look forward to down the road with we got the Miami Dolphins again in 10 days. I know it's because my mother's birthday is December 2nd, so I know that's the case. And we'll talk.
Happy birthday.
I will. I will do that. We'll take care. We'll talk to you next week.